He's a critically acclaimed actor, author, and comedian, political scientist, and all-around softy, ready to take the stage at the Widener Center.
I on LSD could not have imagined this point.
Lewis Black is a busy guy these days, what with America in the middle of a presidential campaign.
I'm more depressed than I'd normally be.
Part of Lewis's angst is having to watch both the Democratic and Republican national conventions.
Why would anybody my age sit down and watch this stuff again? It's like a bad pep rally. I didn't like them when I was in high school.
And Lewis is ready to tackle both sides of the aisle.
I seriously don't think these people want to work. For all they scream about getting people to work, I don't think they want to work. They don't want to do the job they're supposed to do.
And that is getting anything done.
They chose to go to Washington and sit down with whichever side they're with and talk to the jackasses on the other side. So do it. And leave us out of it.
Lewis Black is no stranger to Wisconsin, but says he's shocked at the constant national attention the Badger State gets.
You're the state that helped build my career. I've been coming there for 20-some-odd years, and it's the last thing I would have thought would have happened there. The last thing.
From Paul Ryan to Scott Walker to collective bargaining, Lewis wanted to know what's happened.
Too much cheese and something got into the beer.
But he believes it's all part of the process.
You were the big progressive state. But I guess it's the way it works in this country. You go from one end of the spectrum to the other. Now you'll try this out, and you'll go back to the middle, and then you'll go back to the left.
His first love of Wisconsin took place some 20 years ago in Milwaukee.
This is when I knew that I loved you people, that it was a burger, and it was cooked in a stick of butter and garlic. But a stick of butter. I thought, well, you know, it's really just a matter of mind over matter. That's what you taught me. It's something that no one should really be eating that. And you guys, people all around me were eating it. And I thought, well, it must be good for you.
And with the young football season blossoming, you know Lewis. He's a Redskins fan.
So I have nothing to live for.
Lou is also fond of green and gold.
I happen to have a real soft spot for the Packers. I like the fact that, you know, that you're in that small market, that you beat all the odds, that every jumbo city, you know, has this, and this. And you guys have done it out in the heart of the country. It's great.
What can fans expect Sunday?
Hopefully we'll be able to laugh through most of this and take a step back from it and then be able to, you know, wake up the next day and try to muddle through the nonsense again.
His theme is, how did we get here as a nation? He argues it's ADD.
Anybody listening to me now who doesn't think they have ADD, get to a doctor immediately, because you didn't even get through my sentence. You were thinking about where you were going to eat bratwurst later.
But he shares his fans' frustrations and offers up his show as a therapy session.
Oh, yeah. I mean, otherwise, I don't think I'd be making a living.
What would his backup plan be?
I'd go teach somewhere, preferably a small southern girls' school where they'd never met a Jewish man before.
Since he's not doing that, the doors open at 8 at the Widener Center on the UWGB campus. Jeff Flint, WTAQ News.